The Ecstasy of St. Mary Magdalene by François-Xavier Fabre. François-Xavier Fabre received a handful of commissions for large-scale history paintings in Florence, notably Philoctetes on the island of Lemnos, but he was quickly forced to extend his range. Encouraged by his friend Gauffier, he turned to society portraiture and landscape painting. Fabre was attracted by the landscape works of the 17th century, and he admired and copied paintings by Duguay in the Florentine collections. In 1805, the Ecstasy of St. Mary Magdalene, painted for his Parisian patron Leboeuf, marked a new departure for Fabre. The subject, treated by many painters before him, was a pretext for desolate, arid landscapes or abundant wild forest scenes, as seen here in Fabre's version. The abandoned attitude of the beautiful Magdalene, with her luxuriant hair falling loose to the edge of the picture, is inspired by Poussin and the Carracci school. Her head rests against a rock, and beside her on the ground lie the objects used in her ascetic devotional exercises: a cross, sacred texts, a skull, and a scourge, all depicted in minute, obsessive detail. The rigorously organized natural elements, the absence of movement, the sense of tender piety, and the smooth handling recall classical Italian and French works of the 17th century, as well as Italianizing works by northern painters such as Breenberg or Polenberg, both well known to Fabre.